This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so I wanted to chat with the team about their traditions and favorites for the best meal of the year. Hey Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis and producer Carleon Jones, join me to talk about the best and worst parts of Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. I'm Rahil Ramzanli, and here's what Houston's talking about. I'm just going to say this right now. I think the sweet potato casserole is the best side dish out there. There's no second place. There's no third place. It's just one, and that is it. The sweet potato casserole. How are y'all feeling about this? Carly, what's your favorite side dish?
Sweet potato casserole is not... No, that's not... That's probably one of the worst ones, actually.
But, what?
Yeah.
One of the worst ones?
That's nasty. I'm going to go with mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese, so that's going to have to be, like, the top one. But everybody doesn't know how to make it. That's the scary part about mac and cheese. You got to, like, fear it first before you try it.
I don't know, Carly. Look, here's my thing on mac and cheese. I love it, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick mac and cheese for something else later on in this conversation. But on a special day... If a side dish that a Chick-fil-A manager can cook, then it's like, it's not that special, okay? Oh, let's be honest, Chick-fil-A cooks a better mac and cheese than most everyone.
No, oh, that's crazy. No. That's ridiculous. Like, mac and cheese, I also am a mac and cheese side dish girl, and I would say that casseroles, I think they just need to be canceled from Thanksgiving. Like, any kind of casserole, like sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, like those.
Oh my God.
Those gotta go. Like, I don't think we need casseroles anymore at Thanksgiving.
Yo, it looks like we're gonna be fighting today because all those casseroles are my favorite.
No.
Like, the sweet potato casserole with melted marshmallows and brown sugar and pecans on top. Come on.
There's okay. just better things to look forward to in Thanksgiving than that. There are.
So tell me about y'all's Thanksgiving timing, okay? There's a big debate about whether it should be a lunch, a dinner, something in between. Brooke, what time do y'all eat?
Okay, so we usually eat around 1 p.m. I feel like that's a sweet spot. We're definitely a lunch Thanksgiving family. I don't know how people do dinner. I've actually been at other Thanksgivings where the Thanksgiving's not starting until 4, 5, 6 p.m. And I'm so hungry. I can't. Like, I need to, because on Thanksgiving, I usually don't have breakfast or a real breakfast. So waiting until 4 or 5 o'clock or 6 is crazy.
How about you, Carly?
Same. Like, my family, we start at noon. And my aunt, she gets up, like, super early in the morning because she wants everything fresh. We'll have, like, one person that cooks pretty much everything. And so she's going to get up, and she's going to be up at, like, 5 in the morning, cook everything. And literally, when noon hits, everything is going to be done. Now, I have some friends who don't eat until, like, 7 p.m. So, it's crazy. But no, we're on time.
To better understand that timing, I want to go back a little bit, okay, Brooke? And tell me about your Thanksgiving. Like, what is it like in terms of how many family members? Are you going somewhere? I needed that understanding as well.
Okay, so Thanksgiving is a really chill holiday in my household because my parents are originally from Mississippi. And so Christmas is really our holiday when we go and travel and see our whole extended family, which is huge. So Thanksgiving has always just been our holiday. We usually just have us. We might have like one or two other people, but usually it's just me and my parents, and it's really chill. So that's why we kind of dictate everything. Like, we're not waiting on anybody. We're like, we made this. We're going to start it at 1 o'clock, because when we do our extended Christmas, we're waiting on a lot of different things, and we have to travel and we're on other people's schedules. So we kind of just make Thanksgiving our relaxing, chill day to eat. And yeah, it's a good day.
How about you, Carly?
It kind of depends on where we have it. So if we have it in Houston at my aunt's house, because she doesn't like feel like packing up everything and moving it to like an hour away in Bay City, then it'll be less family because people are traveling. But if we have it at my grandma's house, my grandma has 7 kids. So we have kids coming by, we have grandkids coming by, and then we also have like a lot of neighbors because we're like out on the porch. It's like in the country, basically. So at that point, then you have like the whole neighborhood at least stopping by a few times to at least say hi, you know?
That's cool. That's a lot of fun. So our Thanksgiving is huge. This is our big family event, right? So my dad has three brothers and one sister. So we have a lot of cousins and a lot of grand cousins or grandbabies now as well, right? Mm-hmm. So it's up to 45, 50 people sometimes, depending on who shows up.
Wait, 45?
But we know, no matter what, okay? No matter where everybody is across the nation, they know that Thanksgiving Wednesday, you have to be at one of the houses. We always pick an uncle's house to be at. And that's when it starts for us. So from Wednesday dinner till Thursday night, we're all hanging out together. And on Thursday, it usually looks like this for us. We go play flag football in the morning. All the guys will go play something. And while everyone else is cooking, of course. And then we get back around 11 a.m., shower, get ready. And we eat about 2 o'clock. 1 to 2 o'clock is about the sweet spot for us as well. Mm-hmm. So what you just mentioned, Brooke, is that there's just a lot of moving parts with that many people.
Yes.
So things could get done, right? Like you're ready, but there's one dish that's not ready and you're waiting on that one person who's always late.
Yeah.
And it just turns into a nightmare. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to eat right now. And it's like another 30 minutes and everyone's sharing one kitchen for the most part. So it is so much fun, but so hectic.
That sounds like, that's really impressive that y'all can get that many people coordinated into like one house and still get food out at 2 p.m. Like I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I love that though. Yeah, that's for beautiful. Sure.
Like it's so much fun. We've got it down to a science. We've been doing this for over a decade now. And it's, you know, we know the turkey's gonna start at this time. Side dishes for the most part. Like for example, I always bring the sweet potato casserole because that's the best thing I cook.
Okay. See, and that's why he likes it.
We make it the day before.
Now we know. Now we see what's going on here.
we just need to sneak that in there.
We just need to have Raheel's sweet potato casserole. Maybe he has like a secret ingredient that makes it.
I got the touch. I'm going to make it for y'all. Okay. And I will bring it. Next time we meet up, I will bring you some and you're going to love it. I think it's the best side dish out there.
Okay.
But yeah, we have it down to a science. Like we prepare it the day before. We just got to heat it up. So it's so much fun. Now, this is the big question, okay? Do you make your own turkey still or are you ordering one from a restaurant, Brooke?
So we're always making our own turkey. I will say I usually host a Friendsgiving, which I'm not this year, but I've been doing that for the last like 7 years. And I have a really funny little side story about one time when I hosted a Friendsgiving. So I started hosting Friendsgivings because my roommate at the time was a chef. And so she was like, I'm going to make the turkey. I'm going to make some like a good dessert. And I was like, okay, I'm all in. This is going to be great because I'm like good with side dishes. I'm good with desserts, but not turkey. So the day comes for the Friendsgiving and my roommate, she was working at a restaurant and somebody called in sick. So she had already started the turkey, had like, you know, seasoned it and she had put it in the oven. So my job while she went to work before the Friendsgiving started was to just watch the turkey. Guys, why did I have a meltdown? I called my mom. I called my best friend at the time and I had them come over. And it actually felt a little like Thanksgiving because my parents were at my apartment. My best friend was there and they helped me monitor the turkey, take it out and like make sure that it was good every so often because you always have to check it. But that's when I really learned how to cook a turkey. And this was about like 5 years ago or 6 years ago. So that is when I really am like, okay, I know what to do if I'm left alone with the turkey. So I got it now.
Good job. That's awesome. It's funny we stress out about the turkey, but that's like the least attractive part of the whole meal, right?
Yes.
So true. So true, though.
Who's worried about the turkey for real? It's not that serious. I don't know. But there were so many. Remember when people were like burning their houses down trying to fry turkeys?
Yeah, we always have the once a year we always see somebody start a huge fire because of that and the firefighters always put out that video like, please, if you're gonna do this, don't forget to defrost your turkey. We don't need water laden turkeys throwing into hot oil, okay? And please do it outside.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Carly, do you make your turkey or do you buy it?
Yeah, so my family is country, so we don't buy anything. I think the only thing that we've ever bought is maybe like a cheesecake one time. That's it.
Okay.
But besides that, everything else is cooked like fresh, like made from scratch type of thing.
Nice. So we used to do our own turkey, and my uncle would get up at 6 a.m. and start it and all that good stuff. And he starts a brining process and all that. But as everyone's gotten a little bit older and we've gotten a little bit more lazy, okay, let's be honest, because they want to pass that down to us, right? Like, it should be Raheel cooking the turkey now. And I'm like, yeah, but Raheel kind of wants to sleep and wake up to play flag football. So Raheel's just going to order a turkey from Damaris Barbecue. That's my place. I always get the Cajun fried turkey. Oh my gosh. Popeyes is great as well. You can order the Popeyes turkey. There's so many different options.
There's a Popeyes turkey?
Yeah, they do a Cajun fried turkey as well. Why are we still cooking turkeys? Come on, just get it. It's frozen. You start baking it about, 6 to 8 hours. So you get the same result and it's deep fried and less work. Come on.
That sounds like a turkey I would try.
Yeah, no, I will say I'm a little worried about our generation, because I kept seeing, like, even on social media last year, where people were like, we're the ones that are now going to be hosting Thanksgiving and Christmas soon. And like, I don't know if we know what to do, you guys. I don't know. Like, we're ordering turkeys. We're not really making the food. We're just getting kind of lazy.
Yeah,
we are. I'm pretty cheap when it comes to a lot of things. Okay, I will pinch a penny. I don't care. But when it comes to just, hey, can I just order the entire meal and everything is done for me and I can just be a little bit lazier on this day, I will dish out whatever it takes. I don't care. You know what? I want that time and that energy.
But see, that makes all the traditions go out the window. We have to like keep the traditions, because then by the time our kids grow up, they're going to just be at like Luby's the whole time trying to eat. If Luby's is still,
I know. Open. If Luby's is here.
We still make our sides, though. Everything else is fresh. Desserts, sides, everything. Just the turkey.
We're just going to like start. This is what's going to happen. We're not going to have casseroles. We're not going to have turkeys at Thanksgiving. It's just going to be like side dishes. I'd be okay with it. And cornbread.
Yeah,
we got to
have
cornbread.
Cornbread. You have to have cornbread. So that's a good transition, because I want to know, what sides do you have to have on the table? Carly, start us off.
Here's a casserole. This is the only casserole you're going to get out of me.
Yeah.
But the broccoli, rice, and cheese casserole, we have to have that every year. Like, that's my aunt's specialty. So there was one year that she didn't cook it, and we were all like, where is it at? Like, what are you doing? And she was like, are y'all serious? Like, and we're like, yeah, that's what we came for. That's what we all came for.
That's awesome. That's awesome. See, any casserole. I've never seen it, but I can taste it.
Not look, any it's casserole. Hot.
It's really creamy. You got rice, you got broccoli. Come on. That's beautiful right there. Cheese. How about you, Brooke?
So I have to say mac and cheese is what I look forward to. But also I love a good mashed potato. I think it can get overlooked. People are always talking about sweet potatoes. But for me, like Thanksgiving, I want to have my mashed potatoes. But I will say a side note about the mac and cheese. This is really important. If it doesn't look like it came out of the oven fresh and it's not a little burnt on the side, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, like yeah. It doesn't.
You got to broil it on top.
Yeah, it's got to look like burnt a little bit. That's how you know it's going to be good mac and cheese. If it it looks like Kraft or it looks like something else, then it's not going to be good. It's not going to be.
There better be a cooked layer of cheese on the top.
Yes.
I'm with you. Yes, you need that because those are the pieces that blend in. Oh, so good. That's a good one. That's for me. I need to have mac and cheese and I need to have green bean casserole. Mm-hmm. I know traditional green bean casserole gets a bad rep, all right? But my sister makes such a delicious one. It's basically mushroom soup and green beans. That's all it is. And it's all baked into a delicious, goody, you know, melty thing of casserole. I love it. I have to have that.
It just looks nasty. Like, I don't even know if I've had it before, but it just looks slimy and ew. No, no, no.
It doesn't. I'm just like the best green bean dish I've had, I will say, is my friend knows how to make these green beans with the bacon wrapped around them, and she'll usually bring them to the Friendsgivings that I host, and they are so, so good. But I don't want a casserole. Delicious. I don't need the casserole.
All right, I'm gonna have to send all y'all recipes here because these are you guys are doing casseroles from the 70s. Okay, we've upgraded the casserole game here. Okay, the most overrated part of Thanksgiving, the meal for me, rolls. I don't need dinner rolls. Why are we putting out dinner rolls in 2023?
Rio, like, okay? Rio is such hot takes.
Like, blink if you need help. Like, what?
Do y'all really like dinner rolls on Thanksgiving meals?
Hawaiian rolls, yes. Like, what?
Not Hawaiian rolls.
We need
even
them.
Hawaiian rolls. You're just taking up space from all the other good stuff.
Nah, you're crazy.
We need Hawaiian sweet rolls, and we need those. I feel like it's not Thanksgiving. I like that's enlisted. Like when we're going to the grocery store, it's like, we got to get those.
I know. You know why? Because we've been trained as a society to go pro rolls. And Brooke, you said it. You can't have a meal without cornbread. Cornbread is way better on Thanksgiving than rolls.
Well, I definitely love the cornbread. It's because my mom's cornbread is so good. But I still want a Hawaiian sweet roll. Like, I still want it on the plate. Like, I'm going to have the cornbread and I'm going to have the Hawaiian sweet roll. Because those are also just good for leftovers. Like, I feel like the next day when I want to have like something, the Hawaiian sweet roll is what I use to like make a little, it just adds a little
slider.
Adds a little pizzazz to the
okay,
leftover.
No, I'm with the leftover. Yes, it is a good way to make a little sandwich. That is, I'll give you that. But I think Brooke has been bought out by the pro roll lobbyist. Okay. Because she is not conceding that, you know, cornbread is better.
Oh man,
I don't even know if I've ever
had. How about
you,
Carly? What's your most overrated dish?
Well, my most overrated would have to be like pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie.
Oh my god,
I'm not a fan. I don't like it. My whole family likes it though. Well, they don't like the pumpkin pie. They like sweet potato, but it's still just a waste of food.
This is
my gosh.
This is Carly. You and I are gonna have opposite Thanksgivings here because I need that pie. I need the sweet potato pie. I need a pumpkin pie. I need a pecan pie. I need all three pies.
Like I need to walk out right now. I'm like, those are my things that I look forward to. Sweet potato pie and pumpkin. I love pumpkin pie. That
I don't
is
like
only
on Thanksgiving pie though. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, really?
I don't. I like lemon meringue pie better or chocolate pie. But
okay, chocolate pie's good.
Yeah, those are all good.
But did you have a bad experience?
Not even a bad experience. I just don't like pecans or nuts or anything like that in like sweets for some reason. I just don't like I just don't like the combo. So like but I have had it where it was like a pecan pie and a sweet potato pie together. And even though I don't like either one of them separate, it tasted better together for some reason. I don't know. And then I've also had a sweet potato cheesecake and that tasted pretty decent too. But separately, just as a regular pie, it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just not good to me. I don't know.
Okay, Brooke, do you have an overrated dish?
So I think it's the casseroles. We've already, you know, discussed and disrespected the casserole.
Anti-casserole lobbying.
But I'm good. Like, I'm not, when I'm sitting down for Thanksgiving, I'm not like, ooh, the casserole's about to come out. I don't need it. It's good. It's fine. We don't need it on Thanksgiving.
Gosh, today my casserole heart has been broken. I can't believe this. I wasn't prepared for this, to be honest with you. I want to fight more, but I'm just absolutely heartbroken about the casserole hate here. Hey, what's a Thanksgiving tradition that your family has? I'm so curious about these because there's always one or two traditions that I always learn about every year that we implement into our family. So do you have one, Carly?
I would say that what we do usually is kind of like we sit on the porch outside, we'll play music on like a speaker, and that's where most of us are like sitting there talking, catching up. The guys are usually inside watching football and stuff like that. But it's just really more so like a catch up time for us as family. But besides that, like nothing like just unusual that I can think of on top of my head.
Okay. How about you, Brooke?
Yeah, I feel like I said, Thanksgiving is a really chill holiday, but something my parents and I started doing when I was in elementary school is just seeing a movie together after the meal. Like, yes. We have it early, you know, usually we're eating at 1, and then there's some kind of nap period where we're just like, we're done. And then later, like 5 or 6, we usually go see a movie. And this started because I feel like the Harry Potter movies, like, when I was younger, the Harry Potter movies always came out around Thanksgiving time. So I would always want to go see Harry Potter. And it would be like, it would have already been out for a few days. So I was like, okay, I know on Thanksgiving night, I get to see Harry Potter. So that started it. But we still do it. We saw Black Panther last year.
Oh, that's so much fun. Mm-hmm. That was one of mine. I have two things that we always do. And one is just with me, my wife, and daughters, right? Like, just immediate family. We always watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original one. Aww. On Thanksgiving night. I don't know why. It started when my brother and my sister, we would all, after eating, we would just sit around, and that movie was always on TNT for some reason. So now it's turned into my little tradition with my family is we watch it. So I love that. And the second one, with 40 plus people, y'all, we play White Elephant because that's the only time we're all together, right? So we get our Christmas stuff / holiday season gift exchange thing done. But we play White Elephant and it is a mayhem. Or it's just mayhem, like nonsense. It. I mean, people are fighting. There's arguing. It's so much fun. But it's the perfect way to wrap up the whole Thanksgiving day for us.
That's the one where you can like switch gifts with people, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, everyone brings a mystery gift. Yeah,
okay,
that's an intense game to play with 40 to 50 people.
Oh my
people.
God,
like,
let me tell
that
y'all,
is, I'm
the
sure...
fights that we've had. I mean, we've had like I haven't talked to cousins for a month because of fights that we've had from this stupid game.
You know, White Elephant. Like, I was at a Christmas party the other year, and my friend actually brought up something that happened at that White Elephant like a few weeks ago. Like, she still remembers the gift that was taken from her.
It's so funny because these are gifts that literally all we could just buy. They're like $20 max, right? Like, we always put a $20 limit. Literally, if there's something you want, I think we're all fortunate enough where we're like, you know what? I can just buy that. It's not a big deal. But yet we fight over it.
It's the principle. It's the principle that I had something good that I wanted to keep, and then you came and tried to take it from me. That's what it is.
Yes.
Because I know a White Elephant, I'll like hide it behind my back or something.
Oh my gosh. No, that's the Carly. We have ground rules of you have to show your gift. Oh. You're not allowed to collude with other family members. So my wife cannot get something for me. And if there's any collusion, we put them on trial. Like, we get them on trial going. It's so stupid, but it's so much fun. Like, those are the best memories.
That is hilarious.
That is wild.
Okay. As we wrap it up here, how many days of leftovers can y'all eat? Brooke?
Okay, so I'm good for the weekend, y'all. But after that, I'm not somebody who goes into the next week because I do love Thanksgiving food, but there's just a limit. I think it's because I eat so much on the day of Thanksgiving and then usually the Friday that even by Sunday night, I'm like, I don't really want another like turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. After, I can eat dessert though for like the next week.
Oh, yeah.
I can eat as much dessert as possible.
I like that. How about you, Carly?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have like maybe 2 to 3 days in me and then I'm over it. Like, I'm just going to probably throw it away or give it away or something because I'm done with it at that point.
Yeah. I can do turkey for 2 days. And like Saturday evening is the latest I can go with turkey because then it gets kind of weird and like the consistency gets kind of weird. But the sides and the dessert, I could do a whole week. I don't care. Okay. I will. You know what? Give me all the sides. I take home. They're like, hey, you want to take, who wants to take all this home? Me. I will take it because I will eat those sides. I will do Thanksgiving meal every single day without turkey, like on a Monday. I don't care. I'm doing it. I love it. It's the best time. It's the best meal.
I'm trying to do better with stuff like that because you know how you go to Thanksgiving and then your eyes are bigger than your stomach. And when everybody's like leaving, packing up, you're like, okay, yeah, I'll take this much. I'll take this. And then you get home and then you don't eat it. So I started trying to be like, okay, let me just take like one plate, maybe one and a half plate because I'm not trying to waste the food. But yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. Since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, I want to know, what are y'all thankful for? Brooke, start us off.
Well, I'm just thankful for my family, my friends, being in good health, and just being able to live out some dreams lately that I've always wanted to live out. So it's been a good year all around.
Oh, that's perfect. How about you, Carly?
Me too. Brooke stole all of mine. I'm so blessed. And so I'm thankful to God for my family, my friends, my coworkers, good health, just like she said. And then the ability just like to live a happy life. You know, that's like, you know, to be happy is something that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do all the time. So like, don't take it for granted. Just be happy for your blessings and the people in your life. So yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. That is beautiful. I'm thankful for all of our listeners, for everyone supporting us. Look, you like click the play button and spend time with us. That means the world to us. I'm thankful for all of our listeners. I'm thankful for y'all as a family of coworkers, right? Like, I love working with y'all and it's so much fun to come to work every single day and create for the city of Houston. I love that. I'm so thankful for that. And of course, I'm thankful for my family, my friends. Mm-hmm. And of course, the biggest one that you mentioned, I love that, Carly, just the fact that we are able to be happy. Mm-hmm. I think we take it for granted sometimes. So I think that's a perfect way to end this episode. Thank you for everything that everyone has done for this show. Yes. And again, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your casseroles, okay? Because Carly and Brooke won't, but thank y'all so much. That was so much fun. That was the perfect episode.
Yes, thank y'all so much for listening. And I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
That was Brooke Lewis and Carlyon Jones, hating on my casserole love. That will do it for this week here on CityCast Houston. Our executive producer is Dina Kespa. Our producer is Carlyon Jones. Our newsletter editor is Brooke Lewis. And the host is me, Raheel Ramzanli. Our music is by the band All the Kimonos. Now, you won't hear from us on Thanksgiving or on Friday, but don't fret. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.